This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, January 27th. God's word for you today is Who and How. Our scripture reading is taken from John 4, verse 22, which says, You worship guessing in the dark. We Jews worship in the clear light of day. God's way of salvation is made available through the Jews, but the time is coming. It has, in fact, come, when what you are called will not matter and where you go to worship will not matter. Jesus was saying to the Samaritan woman, and to us by extension, that one of the barriers she and the Samaritans were having in worshiping was they do not know who they are worshiping. You cannot be a true worshiper if you do not know who you are worshiping. In other words, you cannot be a true worshiper if you do not have a relationship, a working relationship with who you are worshiping. We have to know the person we are worshiping. It is not enough to worship. You must know who you worship and how to worship. It is totally indispensable. In the next few days, by the grace of God, we are going to learn how, and God will reveal who to us even as we learn how. The best example of a true worshiper in the Bible is David. David is a classic example of a true worshiper. In 2 Samuel 6, please read, David, now king in Israel, wanted to bring the Ark of God back to the city of David, to Jerusalem. In a bid to do that, David chose the elite soldiers of Israel, the finest warriors and best horses and carriages, just like the Philistines would carry and transport the Ark of God. David put the Ark of God on the cart, and the horses were moving. The cart shook, and Uzzah stretched out his hand to steady it, and God killed him. David was offended, and he ordered that the Ark of God be taken to the house of Obed-Edom. Do not miss this. This Ark just killed someone, and the king says they should put it in your house. Does the king love you or hate you? Yet, Obed-Edom was obedient, and he took the Ark into his house. 2 Samuel 6 verse 11 says, The Ark of the Lord remains there in Obed-Edom's house for 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and his entire household. God turned around Obed-Edom's fortune so much so that David went to his house to take the Ark back. David realized that the issue was not with God. Most times, when we struggle in our relationship with God and we stumble, we get upset. Why did God allow this and that to happen? Why did God allow it? The issue is usually not with God. If we step back and allow God, it will show us where the problem is. So David stepped back and saw that the problem was in the transportation of the Ark of God, not in the Ark itself. David went back to how God said the Ark of Covenant was to be carried, not by the finest warriors, but by the priests, the people that have been called and consecrated for the work. 1 Samuel 2 verse 9, which says, For by strength shall no man prevail. Therefore, because David carried the Ark of God into Jerusalem the proper way, we can see what true worship really is. True worship happens when 7 things happen. What are the 7 things? We're going to learn from David beginning tomorrow. Are you ready? Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, Show me your ways, that I may walk with you. Show me your ways. I put my hope in you. The cry of my heart is to love you more, to live with the touch of your hand, stronger each day. Show me your ways. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.